China has long been accused of restricting the media that its 1.3 billion people can consume. Now, there's fresh concern that the signals used by foreign broadcasters in China, including the ABC, are being jammed by authorities. One analyst says it's no coincidence that the networks are not being heard in China while the country unveils its new leadership team this weekend. Simon Santo reports.
The BBC World Service, Voice of America, and the ABC's Radio Australia are used to their Chinese language signals being periodically interrupted into China. But more recently, the English language services have also not been getting through.
Normally it happens because, the Chinese Communist Party loves controlling the information that comes into China. And so, you know, even though most people don't speak English, they still filter out a lot of the English language broadcasts. And even television, for example, if you're watching, say, CNN, and a report that's critical in a foreign hotel, and a report that's critical of the Chinese government comes on, sometimes they'll blank out the report, so you'll have, you know, a minute of silence or whatever on the TV.
Dr. Jonathan Hasid is a postdoctoral research fellow at the China Research Center at Sydney's University of Technology. He's in no doubt why there's an effort at the moment to block the information coming into the world's most populous country.
There's been a leadership transition between the Hu Jintao government to the new guy Xi Jinping, and these transitions in China are always very sensitive, and the government takes extra steps to crack down on domestic Chinese papers, but also, you know, foreign broadcasts when these things happen.
Voice of America has been particularly outspoken in reaction to the jamming. It's condemned what it says is intentional blocking, and is promising to continue to provide what it says is accurate and balanced information for audiences in areas subject to censorship. The BBC has also been critical, and the Association of International Broadcasters last week released a statement objecting to interference. The ABC and its Radio Australia service is also a member of the AIB, but the ABC has stopped short of registering any complaint with the Chinese authorities. The ABC seems to be adopting a softly approach at a time when key executives are negotiating broadcast deals in China. Dr. Jonathan Hasid from UTS.
It's not surprising that they're being circumspect. I mean, when you come right out and blame the Chinese government for jamming, it wouldn't be surprising if they then come back and, you know, try to deny you for commercial licenses.
So there really is a quid pro quo when it comes to this sort of thing.
It's not a formal quid pro quo, but it's understood on both sides that, you know, if you go after the Chinese government too much, that, you know, they'll try to interfere in your affairs as well.
While the Chinese authorities might be going to some trouble to block signals from foreign media, Dr. Hasid says he's not sure that many Chinese are even interested in looking for it.
I mean, you know, China, of course, has the most sophisticated internet censorship apparatus in the world. And so for a lot of people who maybe would want to get foreign news, it's hard to do so. Now, it's not that hard to circumvent the so-called Great Firewall, but, you know, it takes some technical expertise. So I think anyone who really wants to get foreign information about China and say is able to speak English can do so. But for most people, these serve as a real barrier, and it's, you know, it's hard to know to what extent they'd actually want to get around it in the absence of real, you know, public opinion surveys.
To what extent is the Chinese government acting out of paranoia or out of a real fear?
They're very paranoid. And you know, the weird thing is, I mean, you know, people are out to get them, right? I mean, there are, you know, the U.S. certainly has made efforts over the years to try to, you know, contain China, and I'm sure Australia has done as well. And, of course, China feels especially threatened now that there's the basing agreement for U.S. Marines in Darwin. I mean, you're not necessarily paranoid if people really are out to get you. But historically, I should say that the Chinese Communist Party is very worried about its own domestic legitimacy and very prone to overreacting to foreign and domestic events.
Dr. Jonathan Hasid from the China Research Center at UTS, ending Simon Santo's report.